Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Big day, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host today. I'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. We have a wonderful guest on today, all the way from Galloway, Ohio, the CEO of Crown Gems Leadership Academy. Yolandra, are you there?
I am here. Good afternoon, Big.
Oh, how are you doing today out there in that decent weather you're having now?
Decent, yes, finally decent. I think we have finally gone through another Ohio winter, so we are finally feeling the little bit of the effect of spring coming.
Great. You know, before we get started, I'd like for you to tell our audience a little bit about who you are, but first and foremost, your contact information. How can people reach you?
Oh, sure. Sure. Once again, my name is Yolandra Jackson Christian, and I can be reached at email crowngems@yahoo.com. Once again, that's email crowngems@yahoo.com, emailcrowngems@yahoo.com. And I also can be reached on Facebook, www.facebook.com/crowngems. And my telephone number is 614-715-4367.
Great. Now, out of Ohio is where you're calling from. Is this a place that you've grown up?
Yes, sir. I was born and raised in Columbus, Ohio, a true Buckeye, as we call ourselves, from the and a diehard Ohio State football fan.
Okay, so you love sports. Large family, small family?
I come from a small family. I am a wife and mother of three. And I have two teenage girls, Tylandra and Beverly, and I have a 9-year-old son, Tyrone II. And I have been married for going on 20 years this year to my wonderful husband, Tyrone Christian.
Great. Now, I know that having two girls that you really need to, you know, teach them and instruct them, you know, in a way that the world will view them as the young ladies that they are. So tell us a little bit about your Crown Gems Leadership Academy. What made you come up with that, all the issues that you face and challenges to get there? Tell us a little bit about your company.
Sure. Just to give you a little background information about me, I worked in the medical field for 15 years as a nurse's aide and a medical assistant and an EMT. And in 2010, my father became terminally ill with colon cancer. And watching him go through that end-of-life experience really changed the course of my life. I literally had an epiphany, if you will, and that was that life was too short to not do exactly what you want to do. So I took the rest of the year and figured out what I wanted to do, and that was to inspire and empower youth to reach their fullest potential. At the time, I didn't know exactly how I was going to do that. So I decided to sign up with the AmeriCorps program and to work with youth, and I was assigned to the YWCA After Schools program. And after doing that from 2011 to 2012, that really inspired me to start my own program. And that's how the Crown Gems Leadership Academy was born. And actually that name, Crown Gems, was inspired by the Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7 through 9, which is, "The beginning of wisdom is this, to get wisdom, Though it costs you all you have, get understanding. Cherish her, and she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you. And she will give you a garland to grace your head and present you with a glorious crown. And that's how the name Crown Gems was birthed. And since then, since 2012, the Crown Gems Leadership Academy has served more than 500-plus girls through school programs, church conferences, and public workshops.
So tell us a little bit about maybe the courses that the young ladies go through when they become a member.
Oh, yeah. Well, Crown Gems is basically the Crown Gems Leadership Academy, or Crown Gems for short, is a mentoring program that teaches self-esteem and leadership skills to youth ages 11 to 17. The whole program is designed to positively influence and nurture the lives of our youth today. My mission statement is educating and motivating youth to make positive life choices, to maintain high self-esteem, and provide them the tools needed to achieve their goals. My the Crown and Crown Gems is actually an acronym for our attitude goals, which is courage, respect, optimism, wellness, and nobility. And I tell my girls all the time for them to wear the crown and to act like queens. And as far as my curriculum, it is a 10-lesson curriculum. And our first three lessons go into self-esteem and self-appreciation building, with our first lesson covering the elements of their personality and their character traits, their strengths, their weaknesses, and learning to appreciate their uniqueness. And from there, we go into what I call the power of respect, and where they learn respect for themselves and what that looks like, and as far as respect for other people, what that looks like also. And we discussed the 7 respect basics. And lesson 3, I like to call Awaken the Lioness Within with Courage. And we talk about what it means to be courageous and how to use your inner courage to conquer the difficult situations in your life. And we also talk about what it is to have moral courage as far as your moral character. And then from there, we go on to our poison etiquette segment. With our lesson 4, we begin with dining etiquette. And I am a certified etiquette instructor, and this is one of the favorite parts of the curriculum that I like to teach. We start with dining etiquette, and the students will learn skills to prepare them for formal dining situations, and they'll learn choosing the correct silverware, table manners, and basic service code. And from there, we'll go into our social etiquette segments. And these topics include proper introductions, having good posture, having presence, polite conversation, and body language. And then we'll go into what I like to call netiquette, or like social media and telephone etiquette. And they'll learn the do's and don'ts when it comes to posting comments and pictures on social media, and appropriate cell phone conversations and communication. And then we go into our anger management and conflict resolution. And this is really big for teens today, because they seem to want to emulate the things that they see on these reality shows.
Right.
So with the women arguing back and forth, and they're throwing things at each other, and they're fighting, and they're cursing, and they don't realize that that is entertainment. These women are in closed environments. You know, if you do these same things out in the real world, you will get arrested. You will get arrested. You're getting kicked out of school, you know, or worse, with the retaliation of those types of things. So first thing I tell them is that, you know, queens don't swing. Queens, if you're acting like a queen, which I'm trying to show you guys how to be more royal, more queen-like, and to own that, there's no need for the hollering, and there's no need for the cussing, and there's definitely no need for the fighting. So we go into conversations about how to get your needs met and express your anger in appropriate ways, and to recognize and manage and deal with your own emotions. And we also get into, you know, the shock TV with the reality shows and whatnot. That versus real life. And also the power of forgiveness.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And then we round out our, oh, yeah, thank you. And we round out our curriculum with health and wellness and beauty. And our lesson 8 goes into about healthy eating and what it means to eat clean and having a positive body image. And we talk about the unrealistic standards of Hollywood or Holly Weird, as I like to call it, that these girls are killing themselves to try to emulate. And lesson 9, we get into our hair and our skincare base, and we learn about proper hair cleansing and conditioning and proper hair care and protective styling. And they'll also learn how to properly wash their face and when they should be washing their face and the things that they should eat to help their skin to have a healthy glow and developing their own skincare regimen. And lastly, we talk about dressing for success and self-respect and what it means to have appropriate clothing. What is age-appropriate clothing? And what it means to be classy versus, you know, dressing trashy. And how important the first impressions are and will help them identify their own personal style. And this year I'm adding a new workshop to our curriculum, which is our Young Entrepreneurs Workshop. And we talk about how they can turn their passions into projects and getting into managing micro businesses and writing a business plan and researching the market.
Wow, you know, and that's beautiful. I mean, for not only to teach these young women, you know, all this curriculum, and I mean, just to think that it's a 10-week program, and then also go into, you know, the business aspect when they're that age, it appears that you would definitely have a lot of future leaders, because when you look at their age is what you're starting, you know, you think 10 years from now, not a lot of time, but they'll be actually established young ladies at that point, and taking in all of that knowledge, they'll hopefully be able to be as, you know, happy as you to, you know, find that special someone and be, you know, 20 plus years strong.
Yes,
now, do
sir.
Your daughter also take a big part in this, or do they attend the classes and things while you're having the classes and the workshops?
My daughters are truly the inspiration for everything that
wow.
I do. And, yeah, a lot of the curriculum was birthed out of the things that I wanted to teach them as their mother.
Mm.
And the things that my mother taught me, and realizing just with talking to a lot of young people that these are lessons that are really vital to their development. And it can really mold their future, and it can really have an impact on whether they're going to have a positive youth experience or a negative one.
Now, one of the things I like to ask you about, two of the things I heard, the first is when you mentioned body language, and then the second is net etiquette. So with body language, I've never really heard of this type of thing unless it was dealing with interviews or you know, things of that sort. So what do you kind of cover in the body language? Is it just for business, or is it social body language? And, you know,
definitely both. I mean, if you take a look at just on how you stand, what are you saying with the way that you stand? Are your shoulders slumped over, or do you have your arms crossed, or are you shifting your weight on one foot or whatnot? And you have to look at what is that saying to other people about you. If you're slumping your shoulders over, I'm going to assume that you don't have very high self-esteem about yourself. If you're shifting to one side, you're irritated, or, you know, you're tired. Look at your face. I remember my mom used to tell me all the time, fix your face.
Oh my God.
Do you have your natural scowl, on your face. You know, it may not be anything wrong with you, but the fact that your face is just way too relaxed, you're coming off angry, and that could be off-putting to other people and make you seem like somebody that's not approachable.
You're right about that, definitely, when it comes to the facial body language. Yeah, I guess you start with the face.
Yes. And as far as the netiquette goes, you know, so much of a youth's life experience and self-esteem is tied into how they're their influence on social media and their popularity among their peers. And yeah, we talk a lot about social media and their presence, their social media presence as far as their profile. And if you've been watching the papers or looking at the news, you know that cyberbullying is a real and present danger for our young people right now. For those who don't know what cyberbullying is, it's the use of technology to tease or humiliate or threaten someone. And, and this need to be accepted or need to put on a certain persona when it comes to social media and whatnot is leaving our kids very vulnerable and is making them very easy targets for things that will be detrimental to their character and even getting them in very dangerous situations.
Yeah, the net is... dangerous, that's for one thing, and especially the way that you have to use it. And even when it comes to, you know, looking for employment, these young ladies, that's some of the things that they may want to review, because you might be able to pull off an interview, but then when they look closer, you know, that may cost you the job. So what are some of the things you tell them
about? Yeah, we talk a lot about inappropriate information online, sharing inappropriate information, inappropriate pictures, things like even things like pranks at school. I encourage my girls, don't show or don't reshare too many videos where people are getting hurt, even if it is they're playing around, even if it's some type of prank. Because what does that say about you? What does that say about your character? And
as an employer, I would maybe think that, you know, it would say that you might kid around like this, or you might find it funny, and, you know, you may decide to pull a prank at work one day that someone may get hurt.
Exactly. It's like, you really find this funny. This person got really seriously injured, and you find this funny. What does that say about your character? Yeah. And we talk a lot about using offensive language, sexual images, even things that have, like, maybe cuss words in it, like pictures with headings on it with cuss words, or anything that's too sexual in nature, threats of violence against people. You cannot threaten people over the internet. That is a very, very serious offense. You know, even if you say, oh, well, I was just blowing off some steam, you know, you can get investigated by the local law enforcement for making threats to people over the internet.
Right. And someone else could use that and hurt someone that they don't like, and because you've got it out there, you're a suspect now.
Yes, exactly. Now you're a part of that, and it could get you in a lot of trouble. So definitely threats of violence are a no-no. Anything that's showing you drinking or using illegal drugs, is definitely a no-no. Hate speech, posting fights, that seems to be the big thing about young people today. They seem to love posting anything where the person is fighting or getting jumped or anything like that. Like I said, when you are sharing things like that, what does that say about you as a person? I wouldn't think very positively of you if you're posting those types of things or liking, per se, giving a thumbs up to those types of things on the internet.
Yeah, and it's hard to really, you know, draw that line when it comes to young people trying to fit in. You know, one of the things that I like that you brought up in your curriculum and beforehand is that you know, the things that your mom taught you and how it was really a different time back then. You know, 25 years ago, you know, everyone didn't have cell phones or able to put YouTube videos up and all those things.
Right.
And it's like now with us not having to face that at, you know, at the time when we were young, we don't have to, it's just almost as if you now have peer pressure on a larger scale.
Yes, yes. And people are, actually the social part of the social media is making us less connected to one another, making us less sympathetic and empathetic to one another. Like you said, 20 years ago, we didn't have all this technology. We dealt with each other more on a one-on-one basis. We had face-to-face conversations. You know, if somebody said something about you, then that person was in the room, and they weren't going to say too much about you because they know that you were right there. But now people have all these anonymous sources that they can use, and, you know, they go on social media and they make different profiles, and they say things about people that are really hurtful and detrimental, and, you know, they use fake names, and they make these web pages where they're bullying, bullying one another, and creating these hate pages, if you will, where they say, for instance, you know, this is the I Hate Sally website, and everybody who's Hate Sally, you don't hear them write something.
Yeah. So what would you say is one of the accomplishments that you experienced with one of the children who have come into your program?
You know, like going back to my training as a certified etiquette instructor, and I teach the girl about table manners and service code and using proper utensils and whatnot, and you know, they think that they know this stuff already, but when they find themselves in a situation where they have to put that stuff into play, they realize, you know, how much they actually learned. So I had several girls come back to me all the time and say, hey, Ms. Jackson, I went to a wedding the other day and had a full place setting, and everybody was looking around and what to do, and I was the only one at the table that knew what to do. So that's so exciting. That's so rewarding for me as an instructor to know that they got it, and they not only did they got it, but they are implementing it into their life, and that they're proud of themselves for what they have learned.
That's got to, you know, and that has to be like a special moment, and, you know, makes them a little bit more confident and who they are. You know, why don't you give out all of your contact information again so our listeners will be able to reach you?
Okay. So they can get on my website. It's www.crowngems.wix.com. That's W-I-X.com. And they can email me at emailcrowngems@yahoo.com. I'm also on Facebook. Facebook page is Crown Gems, or facebook.com/crowngems. Or they can call me. My number is 614-715-4367. And they can personally look me up on Facebook under Yolandra Jackson Christian.
Okay. That's, now, some of the parents that send do they register their children for the program, or do the children see something and they feel that they want to change and come through, or do some of the social workers at the different schools say, you know, hey, we would like to enroll these particular girls in? How does it work that you receive your clients?
I have gotten the girls from my program through several different channels, through schools. I work with several school counselors, word of mouth. I post my workshops on Facebook and on my website all the time. I have cards that I give out at certain social functions. So, yeah, anybody wanting to know more information about the program can reach me via Facebook. They can reach me via the website. There's an application on the website that tells you more about the program and some other programs that I do that the girls can fill out and download and, yeah, and get back in touch with me. And I'll definitely get back in touch with them. And, yeah, just call me. Reach me through any of those channels, trust me.
That's good. Now, I know recently you guys have had a teen dating violence awareness event. Can you talk a little bit about the teen dating and how it is in relation to Crown Jewels?
Oh, yes, yes. I was lucky enough to be a presenter at a teen dating violence awareness program. As people may or may not know, that February is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. And, yes, we talked about what's appropriate and what's inappropriate in dating situations. And people need to realize that people don't become abusive as adults. You know, if people are going to be abusive in relationships, this behavior started as teenagers. So it's definitely something that, you know, you need to talk to your teenagers about now, even before they start getting into dating situations. I definitely encourage the parents to talk to their daughters, talk to their sons about what's appropriate in dating situations. So we definitely went over what was abusive, what was considered unhealthy, and what was considered healthy. In today's society with our youth, like we're going back to what's appropriate in social media and on a cell phone. If someone is pressuring you to always see your phone, to wanting your password, trying to control who you can be friends with, even on online and on these social media sites, this we're moving into the abusive category. That is not okay. You do not need to have someone dictating who you can be friends with, the things that you can see, having your password. Your password is yours and yours alone. Trust is the number one in any relationship. And you do not have to prove yourself by giving up that personal information to the person that you're dating.
And definitely sharing any on the verge of provocative or outright crazy pictures.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, one of my favorite topics to talk about with the girls is what's appropriate and what's considered sexting. And people don't know what sexting is. That's the exchange of sexual or suggestive messages or images via your phone or, you know, internet or any other social media sites. And, yeah, we talked to the girls about, number one on my list is the dancing, the twerking, if you will. To me, that is a form of sexting. It's a provocative and sexually charged dance, and it's inappropriate. It's completely inappropriate. It's inappropriate for grown women to do in post. Never mind.
Even for grown women. I hear you. Well, you know, I hate sometimes these interviews. They are so quick, but we really just want to try to get the best out of our guest, and you know, really get their point across. And I think that you've done a great job at that this evening. So, with these last remaining seconds, would you like to thank anybody, and hopefully we'll also have you on again in the future.
Yes, I definitely want to give a shout-out to my husband, who I know is listening. Honey, thank you for your support. To all the girls that I work with, I'm so, so proud of you ladies, and I just want you to continue to be positive and keep up the good work, and remember the things that Ms. Jackson has taught you. And I just want to real quick just mention that I have a Young Entrepreneurs Workshop coming up on March 21st. And it's going to be at the Leonard Branch Library from 4 to 5:30 p.m. So anybody interested in registering for that, it's for young people 10 through 17. And we're going to get into writing down product ideas and how to manage a micro business and whatnot. And you can contact me, the RSVP, at 614-715-4367.
All right, there you go. ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. We'll also have that information shared on our various websites as well. I'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Until then, Mrs. Jackson and our listeners, take care and be safe.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.